recognition of how there might be room for cooperation between America and Iran in Iraq. Cooperation, I'm saying.
I think that America and Iran want essentially, strategically, the same thing in Iraq. Iran also wants stability in Iraq, and Iran also wants good governance in Iraq. Those two points, they are commonly held ambitions for those two countries for what happens in Iraq, because both of them are interested now in pursuing the opening that was made possible by the agreement on
the nuclear file.
Mm-hmm. And they don't want Iraq to be a cause to disturb this concordat that is in the making now.
I just want to go back to what we were saying about the existence of extremists in Iraq. You're on the Mawatin electoral list.
Yes.
You are a candidate. If you come to power, if it was up to you, how would you address the issue of the extremists?
I believe that the issue of extremism in Iraq, especially the Daesh and the Takfiri line in Iraq, must be dealt with, first of all, by denying them the support or the tolerance of the areas where they think they can get support, and that is in the western parts of Iraq and the northern Arab parts of Iraq. I believe that we must not treat the inhabitants, the Sunni inhabitants of these areas, as second-class citizens. We must let them participate, and they must feel that they are part of the process. They are essential elements of Iraqi society.
Is that what was going on?
And they are marginalized. There are issues. They have issues in Iraq. I don't want to exaggerate these issues, but they exist.
Again, what would you do if
I would? I would consult with their leaders and think about how to help them themselves feel integrated into Iraq, and at the same time, how they plan to get rid of Daesh. You must remember that the first victims of Daesh earlier on, the Qaeda in the 2007-2008, were the inhabitants of Anbar, and they were successful in ejecting them from the country. But the fact that they over there were reintroduced is partly not all as a result of the success of Daesh in getting new recruits, but also as a result of the alienation that this population felt and the marginalization they felt in Iraq.
Would you welcome Iranian assistance in the fight against these groups?
The point is that Iran supports the government, supports the constitution of Iraq, but Iran is also under restriction. Iran cannot send fighters to fight in Iraq. That will cause repercussions. We are interested in security cooperation within the sovereignty of Iraq with Iran and also with the United States. We have a strategic agreement with them. And I don't think that either we need the support of both Iran and the United States in fighting terrorism in Iraq. And we want to have the best possible relations. We will not let one country's interests prevail over us to prevent our relations with the other mm-hmm. country, and we don't want Iraq to be a meeting place for those two countries, not the battlefield between them.
Well, Baghdad did host answer to what you said earlier. You were referring to the mistakes made by the current government in dealing with these groups, the marginalization of the Sunni sect. But we have heard Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki saying that there are countries, the same countries, by the way, who are playing the big role in supporting the armed groups in Syria, Qatar, Turkey, Saudi Arabia. He pointed out to these three countries and the role they are playing. Don't you think that this does have some truth to it, what he says in this regard?
There is no doubt that Qatar and Saudi Arabia and Turkey are supporting the armed Syrian opposition in general. But I will ask you a question. Iran is supporting the Syrian government, and heavily. They're supporting financially and with advice and diplomatic support. Turkey is supporting the opposition. Are Iran and Turkey fighting? No. Iran and Turkey know how to manage differences. This is a point of difference. They isolate it and they develop excellent relations with each other. We haven't heard of any massing of troops on either side of the border between Iran and Turkey. On the contrary, they are working together and cooperating. We must learn the same thing. We must not let issues of difference between us and other countries to be a reason for a total breach and hostility.
But allow me to just point to a difference between Turkey and Iran, especially in the view of some countries like Saudi Arabia, is that here you have a Shia government, which is not the case in Turkey, and that's more of a motive for Saudi Arabia to try and weaken, because let's be clear and frank, we have a policy here where sectarianism is high and being used as a political card. And so Saudi Arabia and other countries view Iraq as a close ally, Shia ally of Iran, and hence it must be weakened. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, Saudi Arabia would prefer to have a Sunni government in Iraq, but there is no Sunni government in Iraq. Does that mean we must be hostile to them because there is a Shia government in Iraq? Look, the whole issue is this. Saudi Arabia, the ruling family, has been in the business of ruling this area for over 250 years with ups and downs. They are familiar with threats. They can deal with threats. The point is, can we understand, can we compartmentalize conflict? Can we deal with differences with other countries and seek to have some kind of agreement with them? What Iraq has done, the government has done, we are in conflict with almost all our neighbors except Iran. And Iran is, and again, not very happy with the situation in Iraq. I say to you that we in Iraq must look for points of convergence with those countries. For example, Saudi Arabia declared Daesh to be a terrorist organization and introduced laws which would penalize by prison any Saudis fighting outside Saudi Arabia. This is a good development for us. Iraq did not welcome this. The government should have, in my view, welcomed this development in Saudi Arabia. Just issue a statement. These things make a big difference. We must not exaggerate threats to us. We must not create scenarios where those people are supposed to be undermining us and then become hostile to them, so making this a self-fulfilling prophecy.
But don't you think that Saudi Arabia and Qatar have exerted efforts to undermine the state of Iraq?
They've exerted efforts to undermine this government of Iraq. Yes, they were played an important role in the formation of the Iraqiya list in the previous elections, an effort which was not successful, despite the fact that the Iraqiya list got the biggest number of deputies elected. They thought this was going to make them nominate the prime minister. That's not the constitution. The point is that Iraq as a society has developed so much that these efforts to try to undermine the government by such means were not successful. However, when we formed the government, the National Alliance, we formed the National Alliance in 2010 so that the government, both the Itilaf al-Watani and Itilaf Dawlat al-Qanun, came together into the National Alliance to nominate the Prime Minister. We were not successful in either fighting corruption, introducing civil peace, fighting the conflicts that are undermining the people who are trying to make terrorism in Iraq, and also diplomatically in winning some kind of detente with the surrounding countries to Iraq. Despite the fact that the United States, which is allied strongly with each of those countries, were on our side. Mm-hmm. Now, compare the relations. If the Saudis are worried about Shia government, the biggest threat to them is Iran. But Iran, the relationship between Iran and Saudi Arabia are far less hot and adversarial than the relations between Iraq and Saudi Arabia.
No, I think, but many would disagree with your depiction, because the relations are known to be very hostile between Iran and Saudi Arabia, one of the countries where rivalry is manifested on the ground. In addition to Syria, is Lebanon, for example, where we have this confrontation between what you call March 8 and March 14.
Well, look at what happened. Did not the Lebanese come make a government?
Yeah, this was in the very
all right.
end.
But okay, but you see, there is room for dialogue between Iran and Saudi Arabia. There is an Iranian embassy in Saudi Arabia, and there is a Saudi embassy in Iran. There we have no Saudi embassy here. We have an Iraqi embassy in Saudi Arabia, but the Saudis have not sent an embassy.
But you would agree with me that the Saudi enthusiasm to oust Bashar al-Assad from power is related to weakening Iran and also weakening its ally in Lebanon, Hezbollah.
Look, yeah? Saudi Arabia and the Gulf are worried about the Iranian thrust towards the Mediterranean. So is Turkey. Mm-hmm. They are worried about that. They thought that they can get rid of the government of Syria, thereby breaking the link between Iran and the Mediterranean.
Okay,
this is all right, fine. Mm-hmm. But so far, they have not been successful. Mm-hmm. Why is... But you see, Iraq, so far, what has Iraq done for Syria, for the government of Syria? You tell me. I will explain to you.
Well, we hear that they have been assisting the government.
The government of Iraq, the only thing they've done for Syria and Iran is to permit overflights of Iranian planes and Syrian planes across Iraqi territory between the two countries. Mm-hmm. What else? That's it. The Iraqi government has not provided, contrary to what Iran has done in Syria, has not provided financial support to the Syrian government. It has not, in almost all the votes in the UN, the Iraq either abstains or votes against Syria in the General Assembly.
Okay, but it has not joined the chorus.
Yeah, but, but why would it join the chorus of something that is trying to undermine it? Uh-huh. Of course not. It's negative. Mm-hmm. Iraq joining the chorus would have made no difference. Preventing Iranian overflights would have made the difference, but they have not. And the United States also has not done anything, really, to pressure Iraq to stop the overflights. Mm. That's it. But again, Iran has provided Syria with over $10 billion to prop up the regime. Mm-hmm. Iraqis are now fighting on both sides of the Syrian conflict. But Iraq has no role. Iraq is the country that is concerned most with developments in Syria. We have not played a role in any kind of reconciliation, in any kind of trying to stop the civil war and trying to prevent the expansion of the civil war to Iraq. We have done nothing.
Okay, what would you do in that case?
Well, I would try to resolve the Syrian issue. I would try to get influence for Iraq on both sides of the conflict, with the Syrian government and with the opposition groups that are prepared to negotiate. And I would try to put forward proposals to resolve this conflict. I would also use Iraq as a neighbor of Syria with the longest Arab border between any country and Syria, and try to have an influence on the conflict itself. I will not let the Daesh control the oil fields of Syria.
Final question before we end. Would you be willing to work with Prime Minister Maliki if he's elected for a third term?
We are part of the National Alliance. We have not ruled this out at all. We are part of the National Alliance.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay.